Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Week 8. Building the wall of the city for the protection of the church as the house of God. Friday, related verses. Romans 16:17. Now I exhort you, brothers, to mark those who make divisions and causes of stumbling contrary to the teaching which you have learned, and turn away from them. Titus 3:10. Affectious man, after a first and second admonition, refuse. 2 John 9. Everyone who goes beyond and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the teaching, he has both the Father and the Son. Ephesians 4:14. That we may be no longer little children, tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching in the sleight of men, in craftiness with a view to a system of error. Romans 12:3-16. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to be sober-minded, as God has apportioned to each a measure of faith. Be of the same mind toward one another, not setting your mind on the high things, but going along with the lowly. Do not be wise in yourselves. Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Related reading. Concerning the building, there is one category of negative persons, the destroyers of the divine building. According to the New Testament, there are 7 kinds of destroyers. First, those who blow the wind of divisive teachings by stressing things other than the central teaching concerning God's economy. Second, those who preach and teach heresies. Third, those who are factitious, sectarian. Fourth, those who make divisions. Fifth, those who are ambitious for position. Sixth, those who are wolves, not sparing the flock. Seventh, those who speak perverted things to draw away the believers after them. Many are stirred up by the enemy and try their best to destroy the building of the church. To turn away from those who make divisions is to conquer the destructive chaos. This preserves the oneness of the body of Christ that we may have a normal Christian life. If we open to these ones to listen to their divisive talk, we might be poisoned. This poison will cause us to doubt about the recovery and will weaken our morale for the recovery. We will be cold about attending the church meetings and about reading the recovery version with the life study messages. At the very least, these dissenting ones will make us lukewarm. The subject of 2 Timothy is the inoculation against the decline of the church. We need such an inoculation to preserve us against the germs of the satanic chaos of rebellion and division. We need to be aware of ambition. Ambition is something terrible. Of course, everyone has ambition. Anyone who is not ambitious is not human. However, when you come to serve as a co-worker or an elder, you must not come with your ambition. Even from the time our children are still young, we raise them to have ambition. Without ambition, our children will not study well and will not be able to graduate. However, to fill the obligations of the co-workers and elders, you must not bring in your ambition. Ambition nullifies your obligations as co-workers and elders. Once you have ambition, you are finished. To fulfill the obligations of a co-worker or an elder, you need to have a pure heart, purified from any form of subtle ambition in intention, purpose, motive, and action in the Lord's recovery. Some brothers who may be useful in the church behave outwardly in a humble way, but in their heart they are lifted up. That is subtle ambition, and that is a little fox that prevents them from making progress. The Lord will not give anything more to such a one, because if more is given to him, he will be lifted up. Only those who are humble without ambition can be used by the Lord, can receive gifts from the Lord, and can be entrusted with the Lord's ministry. In the church, sometimes we need to arrange for certain ones to bear certain responsibilities. Those who are not assigned may act outwardly as if they don't care, revealing nothing either in their tone or in their expression, yet inwardly they are depressed and unhappy. This is the insidious work of hidden ambition to compete with others to be the first.